How many times do you have to milk them? Just once a day?
Yeah. It's not good to milk them more than once, because usually they don't have a lot of milk produced.
So every morning. Bright and early.
Really?
Do you want to get up and milk the cows?
No, please let me sleep.
Get up. You get up.
Oh, boy. What would you keep hogs?
Hog pen.
Can you describe that?
Thanks, Steve. It's usually, okay, like all the ones around my house are just big open places, usually pretty close to the house. And it's usually not a shelter over, it's just open.
Yeah.
It's usually like my grandma, all the ones that are right around my house have big pecan trees. And they're, just so covered, so it can be so hot.
Yeah.
It gets hot.
They don't eat pecans, do they?
No. They usually crunch them up, after they fall.
Yeah.
They'll step on them and squish them or something.
Yeah.
Or bite them, but sometimes they usually bite them just to crack them.
We had two pigs, I remember, Fort Myers. And about the only thing we did with them, Michelle and I, it's my sister, we used to get on horses, and we used to rope them. Right, tie them up. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, mean!
But then that all ended one day when one was, Rusty, that was mine.
You named them?
Yeah, Rusty and Pepper.
Oh, no!
Pepper was bacon for the morning, and Rusty was stud service, I guess. They took him away.
Gosh, we don't have to name ours. But we have had our experiences at riding a pig. If you've never rode a pig, ride one.
Me
pig? It's fun. You talk about killing yourself. You are killing yourself. I remember when all of us dummies, when we were small, all the grandchildren, my uncle, all of my mother's brothers and sisters have hogs.
I can see why.
my mom and dad worked during the day, so I stayed with my grandmother. And so she's in the central of the plate, around our house, because all the kids were around her. And so every afternoon at a certain time, everybody would come over to grandmother's, and we would all get out there, and she had a big yard, huge yard, and we would play Simon Says or Mother May I or something, back in our younger days.
Yeah, I hope so.
No, we do it now. But we were out one afternoon, we got bored playing all these stupid games, we didn't play softball and stuff. So we said, I know, we'll go ride the hog. And so, the hog pen is only just a little, not very far, and it's right up from the house. About 10 feet from the house. Just right there. And so we said, okay, Grandma was in the house doing something. So we pick out to the hog pen, and we got out there, and we got on a big old sow. I got on a big old sow. Big old thing.
Bareback. No saddles.
No saddles. We got on them, grabbed all their ears, and rode them. It was fun. It was a blast, really. We had a ball.
And they don't mind?
Because we were kicking on them and everything, trying to get them to go. But we had a good time, really. But we didn't do it anymore because it was mean.
Have you ever been to the grease pig thing? I always...
Yeah.
Really? Is they hard to catch?
Yes. Every year my church has a Halloween carnival and we have a grease pig contest where you take a pig. Usually we try to get a sort of small one. You see a big old pig, a big old sow running around trying to catch it. But it's usually sort of small, small one, and they'll grease it down real good. And it's hard to catch them, really. Because you grab them and you slide. You grab it.
Oh, that's a mess.
It's fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
You just about kill yourself trying to catch them.
We did that with goats one time in a rodeo. They let goats out, and everybody has to drag them. First one that gets across the line with one would win. And then win. Thrilling. Getting back to the subject. What would you call the place for... that you have from milk and butter, maybe before the days of refrigeration. Is that the name?
Milk jug. Milk jug. Mm-hmm. The big churn.
Yeah.